Is your business struggling? Do you need a custom business plan to get ahead? All you need to do is ask Sharifa, the premier business consultant who is focused on your success. From digital marketing to business planning, I bring over 25 years of experience to work for you. As a host of three different talk shows, I can get you connected to your audience right away. Visit AskSharifa.com for more information. Do not face the unknown alone.
Good morning. And thank you for joining me on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an amazing show for you today. But before I go ahead and introduce our first guest, first of all, I hope you're learning about something about Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is very important in today's society. So if you're watching the show and you haven't learned anything, if you haven't taught your children something, please go ahead and do it today. Year after year, we go to the parades, we see the fun, but do we actually do our research? So since we can't do that, I'm so disappointed. I always go here in Long Beach. We can't have it this year. So please at least research something, study something, because it is too important of a day to miss out. Now, again, before I introduce our guest for today, I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do, and that is to go out and be an evangelist for the Roundtable Talk Show. There's someone who's off work today. They're bored. They have absolutely nothing to do. They may still be asleep. It is kind of early. So what I want you to do is wake them up on this holiday and let them know the Roundtable Talk Show is live, and we're live just for them, and they won't know about the show unless you share it with them. And we always say, friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So while you're going ahead and introducing your family to our network, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our very first guest. And I'm so excited that she is here with us today. I've been telling everyone about her for months, but especially this weekend, because she has a new announcement that she's going to make on today's Roundtable Talk Show. Mrs. Viviana Puello. She's an artist, writer, curator, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and unstoppable manifester dedicated to helping creative entrepreneurs advance their careers, grow their business, and scale the ever-competitive international art scene so that they can make a living doing what they love. Good morning, Viviana. How are you?
Doing great, Sharifa. So happy and feeling full of gratitude for you, for your existence.
thank you.
Yes, you've made a lot of dreams come true, and one of mine, I mean, incredible support. I have no words, really.
Well, we'll tell everybody what we're talking about, because you just made a huge announcement. But the question I wanted to ask you before we even get to that, and I can ask you this because we're friends, I wanted to know why, Viviana. Tell our audience why, because you already have a magazine, you already have a TV show, you reach hundreds of countries, millions of people, and yet you said, let me do something else.
Yes. So pretty much my work for the past 25 years have been helping creative entrepreneurs, artists, visual artists, performing artists, designers, discover what they want to do, grow their business, expand and market their works internationally. And through my journey and through the Art to International show, I've met incredible people. But last year, we were shut down, we were closed, we couldn't go out. And I started networking with like-minded people, other CEOs, different backgrounds, different industries. And I discovered a fountain of wisdom, of inspiration that I just had to share. So the Winners Podcast is dedicated to that, to featuring CEOs, celebrities, people who have made it, who are making an impact, so that we can share what they're doing and, you know, get inspired and become winners ourselves. So winning is also it has a good connotation. The word win is like, you know, you win the lotto or you win money. So I wanted that positive connotation, but linked to more of a spiritual journey than money or anything else. Just people who are making an impact because they follow their dreams, they're following their guts, they're following their instincts. Their business are prospering because they're focused on their message more than the material aspect of it. So that's been the dream, and you made it come true.
I mean, all I did was add your podcast where you do the work to my platform so everyone can see it. You do the work. You did the interviews. I saw the one that you launched on January 15th, and I was blown away because too often people go, oh, I want to host a podcast. That looks like fun. Let me do it. And then when they start it, it's like, oh, my God, I didn't realize how much work it actually is.
Yes, it is a lot of work. Actually have been, I think the work mainly at the beginning, especially, has been trying to decide and trying to, bring the right guests for the audience that we're looking for. So I have incredible interviews lined up. Coming up is Unstoppable Tracy, who is someone that she climbed the Himalayas. That's a big deal, right?
But if I
tell you that she's a four-way amputee, no legs and no arms, and she climbed the Himalayas, you'll be even more impressed and eager to hear that story. And that's the type of stories that we're going to be bringing to the Winners Podcast. It's going to be about people who are just breaking every rule and getting out of there, breaking limitations and boundaries and becoming these leading figures that are pretty much inspiring all of us. And today we're celebrating, right? We're celebrating, I think one of the most leading figures in the centuries is Martin Luther King. Dr. King did so much and we're still so inspired. And this is the type of inspiration that we need to bring to our society today. More than ever, I decided Absolutely. That this was going to be my peace awareness week dedicated to him, because he was all about unity, not having a divided country. And that's what we want, not just for a country, but generations. You know, when like people used to listen to the pageants and the pageant contestant would be, I want world peace. And we used to think, oh, these girls are always saying, now we say it and we really mean it. I want
world peace. Yes, I shared your post this morning asking for people to join you in peace. So that's a powerful message. Viviana, I am going to come back to you, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Ms. Linda Mullins. Linda is the founder and CEO of Inspired Leadership Group. She brings a rich background of 25 plus years in progressive leadership roles for both Fortune 200 ranked and 50 ranked companies in the automotive financial services space, as well as the founder and operator of two startups in the wellness arena. Linda was also recently named one of the top 50 entrepreneurs to watch by Success Sisters magazine. Good morning, Linda. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Sharifa and everyone on the panel. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity just to share with you guys. I'm excited about the conversation. I've not done too many roundtables, and my girlfriends and I have been talking about it. So this will be a rich discussion. We at Inspired Leadership Group, we provide integrative well-being solutions. And the company's 3 years young now, and it's a team of mental health professionals, medical practitioners like naturopathic doctors, functional medicine doctors and lifestyle medicine doctors, nutritionists. So I've got a team of mental, emotional, physical well-being professionals that are on the team. And we do events and retreats, not only for leaders, which is Inspired Leadership Group. And the design of it is, if we can help fix the leaders kind of her point, if we can fix the leaders, so then it trickles down, right, into the corporations and hopefully to the world, because a lot of us don't put the mask on ourselves first as a leader, and that has a different connotation these days, but if we take care of our own well-being, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, then we show up as a better leader. We show up as a better spouse or a better friend. And we can we can make that kind of a domino effect throughout, I think, not only our companies, but the world. And the focus this year, boy, what a difference a year makes, right? So not too many retreats this past year, as you can imagine, but what has occurred, unfortunately, and you guys are probably all well aware of it, the increase in PTSD hasn't even really even been seen to the level at which it's growing and has grown this year. And PTSD and burnout, they used to be a thing for like first responders or military, right? Now, everybody's got some level of it, or many people have some level of it because of the trauma that it has happened. Whether you've got kids at home and other spouse, your spouse at home, or whatever you're trying to navigate, it's a whole different world. So more than ever, mental wellness is needed. And this is the second of the wellness companies I owned, as you mentioned. I departed, what a departure, right? Automotive financial services, high pressure, high sales. I've, been in it for many, many years. It was very good to me as a woman in that industry, but I had gained 100 pounds over 5 years. I was traveling all the time and I wasn't happy. And so I just departed from financial services and took a 6-week sabbatical in LA. And got my stuff squared away physically, and ended up losing like 90 pounds over a year and a half. And I opened my own well-being retreat right after I left LA, knowing that the mental wellness piece was so needed. So I've always been a big advocate of mental wellness, and I am totally sane, praise God. And I am I'm an overcomer from a lot of things. Foster care and divorce. And my dad raised me with four brothers. And so I've been very blessed to kind of work my way through life and be an overcomer. And I really like helping people kind of discover a little bit of what's been holding them back and help them move forward so that we all can reach our full potential. I'm not there yet. I got a long way to go, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. So I like doing that with executives. And the company I owned before was 6.5 years of a live-in wellness retreat. So a little different model, just like the one I went to, people went to change their lives. And I love being part of that. And it's my team that does a lot of the work, but I get to orchestrate it and make sure I get the best team members possible. I also do some writing and some business coaching, and I serve on some nonprofit boards as well for anti-trafficking, helping women to identify their identity, right? And overcome the trauma of their past. And a lot of men are trafficked as well. The whole thing's unconscionable, but I've got a passion for that. We focus on foster kids that are aging out of the system so that we can hopefully prevent them from being trafficked or being on the street. So I've got a lot of passions. As you can imagine, I wear a lot of hats like everybody here. And I just enjoy helping people go to the next level as I continue. Yeah.
I love it. You're impressive. A huge resume. I love diversity. I love a lot of different things. But I'm telling you right now, I don't know if this show, the Roundtable Talk Show, is the first show you want to test the waters as far as a roundtable discussion, because I have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about today. But I'm going to come back to you, Linda. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Mr. Xander Schultz. Xander is a serial entrepreneur, philanthropist, and impact investor. After facing adversity early, his Olympic champion father, Dave, was murdered when he was just 9. Xander found purpose as an activist focusing on maximizing the freedom of oppressed people and elevating change makers. As a tech entrepreneur in Silicon Valley, Xander was on the founding teams of 2 consumer social productivity technology companies, Complete and Keyfi, which was acquired in 2016 by Google. Good morning, Xander. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I was going to say, I think Vivian could have Linda on her show. Linda, you lost 90 pounds in like 18. I've been working on 9 pounds, like 9 pounds this whole pandemic. Like
those were the toughest.
It's incredible.
The same thing. I'm going to need some weight loss tips from Linda after we introduce everyone, because I'm working on some myself. But you don't even see you really, Xander, but it doesn't even look like you need to lose those 9 pounds.
But that's it. I mean, how do you lose 90? That's wild. Like, also, like, just that level of consistency over 18 months, that's really, I think that you're helping people, you know, you said you're helping people kind of live to be their best selves. I think, like, a huge part of, at least when I was able to, like, up level, I was a high school dropout and I graduated valedictorian in college. And, like, all that was, like, a due to the ability to be consistent with my habits. And it sounds like, I mean, to be able to do what you did, you got to be able to do that. So that's awesome that you're bringing that to other folks. That's really exciting. That's really awesome. Okay. Well, you did a lot of the introducing for me already. I'll say,
it might be some stuff you want to add. I have a question. I want to talk about the high school dropout to college valedictorian, because with a dropout, you kind of assume, or at least I assume, and that's why I talk about these things, that you weren't interested in education or being better in yourself or anything. So right. How did you become the valedictorian?
One, there were some years in between those two. I got to go back to school. School's easy once you've been in the real world for a little while. You're like, oh, there's a person that just sits up here and, you know, talks to me and gives me all the information I want. Real life is nothing like this. This is great. So a little bit was just being a little older and coming back to it. And then the environment matters, you know, just like I went to a rough public high school. If you ever saw Dangerous Minds, that was the high school I went to. You have 50 kids in a class, 10 of us are heathens, and I was usually one of that 10. So hard for the teacher to, you know, grab control. A lot of us were, you know, like you mentioned, my father was murdered. And so, like, a lot of us are single parent households and stuff like that. And, you know, so I think we're all, the more we can kind of move away from this, like, idea of, like, meritocracy and individualism, and just understand we're all kind of like the creation of whatever recipe, you know, that got laid out for us, the more we can kind of start investing in the well-being of other people. You know, I know we love our own stories of success and all that stuff, but they really do kind of hurt then our arguments for why we need to support other people so much. So I think, you know, maybe I was in a period of time where the environment wasn't great and I didn't have a ton of support in some ways. And then I had another chapter of my life when the environment was really good and I had a lot of support. And so, I mean, that's, you know, the equation to getting productive, good people isn't that hard. We're just failing that test for a lot of people these days. I think the only thing to add to, you know, your introduction is just kind of my more recent stuff. You know, we're just launching, mainly focused on launching initiatives that allow marginalized communities to defend themselves and have more power. And so this last year we launched three things. One was called One for Democracy, which asked wealthy people to give 1% to Black and Brown community organizers, 1% of their net worth. We had a thing called Defeat by Tweet, where people could donate a penny or two every time Trump tweeted to a syndicate of Black organizers in the swing states, which was awesome, raised like $6 million for those organizations. One for Democracy raised close to $70 million. And then we launched something called Win Both Seats for the Georgia runoffs, which raised $3 million for Black and Brown led organizers in Georgia this last, you know, 2 month sprint. I actually teamed with Martin Luther King's son for that. I just talked to the King family this morning. I'm not religious, but if you follow, like, you know, King or Jesus or any of those folks, you'll do pretty well. So I like them as philosophers, you know, make sure people aren't poor and have some political power and, you know, you'll probably end up in a good spot.
I love it. And I love that you never stop smiling. Like, you're talking about all these things that are going on and your smile is just there. It's just amazing, especially after your journey. We don't know. Maybe Viviana would like to interview you.
Yeah, maybe. I'll do a few more things for it. I got some good people for you though, Viviana. Look, most of my job is pretty easy because I don't have to figure out the hard part of, like, how you actually have to catalyze the change. I'm just creating, like, vehicles usually to uplift the folks that are doing that. You know, there's already so many good folks that are already out there, and there's just not a lot of, you know, bridges for those people, or they're just, you know, speaking in a certain way. So, like, for example, a lot of the Black organizers that we funded through Defeat by Tweet, they're speaking about racial justice. Some folks are already there and want to be a participant in racial justice, but some people just hated Trump. So I built a vehicle for those people to still fund that work. You know, it's like, okay, like, there's a lot of, like, that more basic progressive energy was around, like, I just, you know, don't like this guy. It's like, can we capture some of that and then still feed it to these heroic people that, like, now it's pretty cool. Like, these people are getting a lot of, you know, their due, which is well deserved, right? Everyone knows Stacey Abrams' name all of a sudden. Latasha yes. Brown's getting a lot of props. So it's really cool, you know, we're helping these people for the last like 6 months or so and then seeing them come up. So anyways, I don't know if I'm the person to interview, but it, like all the folks I'm helping out definitely are. And they're so dope. And yeah, happy to connect whoever I can.
Thank you, Xander. I'm going to come back to you, of course, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Ms. Corinda Dion. She's a vibrant, pulsating, and charismatic minister, motivational speaker, spiritual mentor, and marketing consultant. Corinda's highly dynamic and charismatic personality has made her a highly recommended and sought-after change agent in business and professional circles for corporate CEOs, small business owners, entrepreneurs, nonprofits, and community leaders alike. Good morning, Corinda. How are you?
Good morning. I am fantastic. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me so much on your show and on your platform. And it's so great to be surrounded with so much wonderful energy, just individuals just doing some great things. But I am definitely a motivator. I was born to motivate. And so I'm excited about walking in my purpose. One of the things that I am purposed to do is to help individuals take aim. So many of you may know the saying, when life gives you lemons to make lemonade. Well, I challenge individuals and say, no, we're not making lemonade anymore. We're going to throw those lemons back. And why? Because we have enough faith, enough fortitude to do so. And so I challenge people to really learn how to embrace their weaknesses, embrace the unlovable about themselves, because that's the only way to appreciate the entire journey of your life. And so with doing that, I've been able to really help people to take aim. And so I am all about throwing those lemons back, whatever it takes. If it takes motivation, if it takes helping someone who's starting a business in their marketing endeavors, if it takes, you know, I'm an author of 3 books, if it takes reading to help you get through that process, I am your number one change agent. So I'm just really, really happy to be here and you know, share a little bit of my background and story and hopefully help inspire somebody to take aim today.
Yes, I like the whole lemon thing. You know what yes. I mean? I can relate to it. It resonates with me because I'm running for Senate in California in 2024. And part wow. of the best, I haven't really made the official announcement, but some people know, but part okay. of the message, because I was like, what is it? What are you feeling? Like, what is your theme? And mm-hmm. and I said to myself, and it may be simple for some people, but it was just like, you know what? I'm tired of being tired. You know, there's mm-hmm. expression of when you get tired enough that you'll yes. do something about it, you know. You so I've been hit with lemons after lemons, and at some point you get tired of being hit with lemons, or you know
you do.
Right.
You really get tired. That is so true. And you know, I going through 2 failed marriages, going through failed business relationships, health issues, tragedy as it relates to family, things happening. You know, I stopped pointing the finger outward. You know, it's so easy to be dismissive. It's so easy to say, oh, it's because of what you know, happen, or it's because of what someone did or what someone said. And so in order to take aim, you've got to first do self inventory. You got to first see, okay, what's going on with me? What are the issues of my heart? What are the issues that are happening with me in order to be that better person? So, but you get tired. Yeah. When you get tired, you're ready to like, you know what, I'm ready to put in the work and I'm ready to do something different. And that's the challenge, really. You know, are you ready to put in the work? You know, success and greatness and winning, it's hard work. This is not just, you know, I should wake up and that's it. You know, it's hard work. It's a process. So if you're ready to put in the work, and if you're ready to be transparent, and if you're ready to really unpack the things that you need to deal with, then I say, hey, you're ready to take aim.
Yes, I love it. I think that's powerful. I think people like us, all of us on this platform this morning, sometimes we make it look easy to other people. That's mm-hmm. like the downside of being successful or being entrepreneurs and business right. owners, that people think it's easy to, like I was saying to Viviana, people think it's easy to do a podcast. You know, I host right. 4 different talk shows on the Roundtable Talk Show. I'm coming up on my 200th episode, you know, but I get up every morning, Monday through Friday, and I do a show. So yes, I definitely yeah. Corinda, I want to come back to you, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Ms. Sherrianne Francis. Sherrianne is a financial consultant and credit repair agent with Financial Education Services, a former educator and trained financial coach. Her goal is to inform and educate as many families in our community on financial literacy and the importance of good credit and how to let credit work for you instead of against you. Good morning, Sherrianne. How are you?
Good morning. I am wonderful. I'm like truly so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having this platform. I just heard your story about being city council and then deciding to do this. I'm really excited because I'm out in New York and it's just by faith that we met. You know, part of my work is to build relationships and network. And I was able to network with you through Facebook and you invited me to the show. So I really want to thank you because without that, I wouldn't have been able to be here. And then everybody else is just like part of your stories as you're speaking. I don't know if it's a reason why I'm going last, but as everyone's speaking, I'm like, I have a little bit of everyone in me, right? So I can find like part of Linda in me because I also have a background in wellness. I was studying at NYU to be a guidance counselor. So I definitely know that mental health is part of the beginning of everything. So I'm just really thrilled and happy to be a part of the panel. But just to speak a little bit about myself and how I got here, right? A year ago, I wasn't doing anything in finance or educating on credit. Like I said, I am an educator. I'm always going to be an educator. And what I am now is in a financial educator. But prior to this, I was working at a community college advising young adults on, you know, choosing a major. And it just became very mundane and to the point where I felt like I wanted it more for the students than they wanted it for themselves. So I wasn't motivated. I wasn't being challenged and I needed another plan. And I decided to just quit, which was really scary because after 12 years of higher education, I didn't think the day would come where I would just walk away. But I walked away not knowing what will happen, what will be next. And then of course we all know the pandemic happened, right? And I decided to go back to school and I actually wanted a little bit more of a time freedom to spend more time with my kids. And as I mentioned before, I wanted to be a guidance counselor. So part of that reason is I always preferred the K-12 population because I feel like working with the foundation and building the youth up makes more sense. So I saw an opening to be a physical education teacher. And however, you had to go back to school. So I said, okay, I'll do this in the meantime. Started doing that. And because of the pandemic, that didn't look so promising because that subject area is not one that's as important as we know. Melinda, I know you know because it's part of wellness. It's not as important. So I wasn't sure what the job market was going to look like. I was introduced to this company, Financial Education Services, had no idea what it was about, but decided I'm going to take a risk. I already made a leap of faith. Like you mentioned, Corinda, just going out sometimes in faith, checking inside on yourself. And I decided, what do I have to lose? And I started my own business. And I want to say I absolutely, absolutely love it. I live, breathe, teaching people about credit and how to use it. I myself had excellent credit, but not because I knew what I was doing. It's only because it was out of fear. I just always remember my mom saying, just pay your bills. Don't buy it if you don't have the money. And that's kind of what I led on. If I knew I wanted something that cost $400, but within a month I wouldn't have that $400 to pay it, I wouldn't buy it. So I lived on those kind of sacrifices. And that's how I was able to maintain and obtain an 800 credit score. But I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't have the financial literacy. They don't teach it in schools. I didn't have any of it. But joining with this company, I'm able to learn about it and also empower so many different families to be able to make those decisions and better themselves. So that's what I do. I have a team behind me that also helps me, not just me. My goal this year is to help about 1,000 families to gain financial literacy and to obtain good credit and go on and buy a home.
Wow, that is impressive. Kudos to you. And thank you to your mom for giving you that information and that knowledge. That's what parents are there for. Linda, I saw you smiling and Sherrianne referenced wellness and education. What are your thoughts so far, Linda?
Yeah, all of it. You know, it's amazing because in financial services, so I was in the automotive industry, right? So I got to educate people. So I resonate with her a lot because it's so needed, right? And a lot of our local banks do it, but it's not enough, right? So you've got an amazing, I call it a ministry, right? You've got an amazing ministry and job where you get to kind of impact people's lives. And the wellness thing, that PE, you know, right? They've taken a lot of the things we really need out of the schools. And that's a little scary. But I love what you're doing. I think it's just we don't have enough of it. So how gratifying is that? Because you're changing the trajectory of somebody's life.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Corinda, stepping out on faith. Sherianne made that step. Viviana made that step of faith. December, start our own podcast. What are your thoughts?
Oh my gosh, that's everything. I'm telling you, you know, faith is so powerful, but yet it can also be intimidating in a way because you don't know. And we live, you know, in this world where, you know, we have this ability and this capability to have knowledge and sense and direction. But, you know, when you operate in faith, you are truly taking aim. Let me tell you, you are truly taking aim. And that speaks volumes. And it speaks volumes not only of people's character, but really, you know, just wanting the ultimate best for their life and how that can help somebody else. Because when you take aim and you walk by faith and you have the fortitude and the forgiveness to do so, it's not just about you anymore. You really understand that this thing is bigger than you. So I love it. I love it.
Brenda, yeah. you said earlier that sometimes, you know, well, everyone's got to be ready, you know, to go for it. What do you, when you're working with folks, what is the barrier to folks being ready? Why do you think some people can't even commit to being ready to take these things on?
You know, the biggest barrier is mindset. To me, that is the biggest barrier. It's not even emotion. Really is mindset. Just getting over that mental hump to say, I really can do this. And it's okay that I messed up. And, you know, I am ready to embrace all of that to be a better me. But it really is mindset.
I mean, you all, it seems like a lot of you work in like mentoring folks and coaching them up to tackle big things. So is that mindset? Is it, I don't believe I can do it? Is it a hard time envisioning the future and like what success looks like? Do you start with like the personal, like build them up? Or is it more like, hey, let's do a dream board or whatever, you know, I'm using that as a placeholder for like, you know, let's actually picture what we're excited about chasing. Yeah. What do you find? What do you all find, actually? You all seem to work in this space.
Yeah, I'll let someone else answer. I'll just say quickly, I believe that it varies because it just depends on where that person is. Sometimes it's things that's just been layered from childhood up into adulthood. Sometimes it's just not having the influence or not having the role models or persons in place to really push you to that next level or just be that example for you. But yeah, I'll definitely let others share.
I would like to go. I think, Corinda, you're right when you said mindset. No matter what you do, and I think that's the place I was when I was working with the students where they were coming in physically to be in a college setting, but they weren't ready to be there. They were only doing it because systematically they were told, you go from high school, the next step, you got to go to college or have a job. So a lot of parents were pushing that on the students. But what I was finding that the students that I gravitated towards and I preferred to work with were the older population that were maybe like 24, like they lived a little, like you said, Xander, they lived a little and then they came back. So now that mindset kicked in and automatically they were able to visualize and see what exactly they wanted because they had something to compare it to. But when you have nothing to compare it to and you're just like going through life one day at a time and can't see that big picture, that's how you're going to get their mindset. And just to piggyback on something else you said was vision, I actually brought my vision board because I brought it only because, guys, like last year I did a vision board party with my friends. I did it right in February, right before COVID hit. And at first I was hesitant to do it because like I said, I quit my job. So I was like, how am I going to fund this? I want to have my girlfriends have a nice time. I want to have dinner, lunch, you know, whatever. But it kept being on my heart. Like God kept telling me, you need to do this vision board party. And I invited 5 females and some are super strong. Some had their careers going. Some needed the push. And what I was doing it mainly for them. And I looked at the magazines and I said, there's nothing in here that I really care for. And I just like kind of just, you know, you ever did one of these parties, just slap anything on the board. But I tell you, everything that I have written here, every day I wake up, something comes to fruition. Mm-hmm. And it was not planned. But there's something powerful in being able to visualize, because maybe because I see it every morning, and putting things on paper, that it actually changes your mindset. So I'm a fitness addict, obviously. So I had a lot of stuff on here about eating right, the real results. And because of COVID, I was able to now work out every day at home because Instagram offers all these trainers that are coming to you in your home. But if I don't have the right mindset to say, you got to get up, Sherrianne, and make sure you work out, it won't happen. So I say all that to say, I don't know, I'm kind of rambling, it's going around, but I think that mindset and vision and just making it real is what you need to really do.
You are not rambling. You are real. That's what we do here on the Roundtable Talk Show. I love the fact that you just had that board there. It was amazing.
I look at it every day.
Funny story. At least it was funny to me, and I'm always funny to me. But I was hosting this vision board party one time, and I was telling people to do the vision board. And one lady, she's my dear friend, so she knows me, she's used to me, and she loves me. She was putting unicorns and rainbows and I tore her vision board up, and I told her to start over. I'm like, no, like the whole point of visioning stuff that's going to happen, like you can actually manifest, like you have saving money, okay? Like I told her, like, you cannot be a mermaid, like that's not going to happen, don't waste my time, start over. And she did, because the whole point really is to manifest it and to bring mm-hmm. it to life. I would love to hear your response to Xander's questions, Linda.
Oh, you know, it's interesting. I do build up a lot of people, but it's to tag on a couple of things that the other lady said. I agree with everything, the faith, and I agree with the mindset. And what struck me about the mindset is we've all heard these terms. If you've had any coaching or any psychology in your past anywhere, and I think everybody has had some, it looks like, or at least known some. You know, we as coaches, we say, get rid of your limiting beliefs. And in psychology, you know, they say, if not now, when are you going to make that change, right? And attached to those kinds of mindsets are what in your past, and there's the victim mentality, which I've never had, regardless of the abuse, regardless of everything I went through, never had the victim mentality, maybe because I was raised by a major in the army and four brothers, but I just, you know, powered on. And but there's things in our past that a lot of people just haven't dealt with, and owning that retreat for 6 years where people would stay a month at a time or longer, right? Mm-hmm. And most of them were executives, which is why I now do it for executives. But what we found is my psychologist said like 70% of people had never gone to counseling at all. Mm. Isn't that a shocking number? I mean, for hundreds of people coming to rearrange their life when they had a life event, right? They're about to be divorced. They got divorced. They're caring for an aging parent. That parent dies. You know, their identity is collapsing, right? So when searching for identity, I think identity is a big piece. And I am a woman of faith, and more and more and more I'm being led by that than ever before. I was led to Dallas from California, like I'm here for such a time as this, right? And I think we have to deal with some of that stuff. Like somebody, one of y'all, I'm sorry, was saying we've got to deal with our own stuff internally, right? Point the finger at yourself first, right? Let's change ourselves from the inside out. So I address that, or have my team, you know, we talk about it and get really real. I think someday I'll be like a Brené Brown, but I tell the raw, real truth about the shame, about the trauma, right? The real stuff, the ugly stuff. Because we need to deal with that in order to elevate and become our best selves. And then I just want to tag on one real quick thing. I think I hear it. I know it's a term now in a lot of corporations who I deal with a lot. If and it's everywhere, right? And you ladies know better than me. If you can't see it, you can't be it. Do y'all use that term, right? We need mentors of color. Right. And Xander, I'm sure you're dealing with the population that you are uplifting. Are you providing? I know you provide platforms for things and kind of ideate things, but are you providing, are you seeing that the examples that we need in order to affect the change in people of color?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any original ideas. I just get a bunch of great mentors and kind of, you know, follow their lead. So, you know, in terms of on the organizing front, I talked to Patrice Cullors and Alicia Garza a lot. They're the co-founders of BLM. Rashad Robinson's a good friend at Color of Change. And so, you know, it's good to have friends like that, that can check you if you're fucking up, excuse my language, and guide you along the way. It's so funny, the, you know, it's so great you're all providing, you know, these different like resources for folks. And it's, Sharianne, you're from education, you said, and it's like, you know, we talk about what we do and don't teach right now. It'd be so great to just give folks this from the get-go. You know, we all figure it out through like, you know, Tim Ferriss books or like whatever the thing is, right? We like just piece it together from a show here and a podcast like this there and everything. But it's wild, you know, that we don't just give folks the roadmap to roadmaps. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like the roadmap to go do something or memorization. It's just the roadmap to roadmaps. It was, I have on my, I'd love to hear actually from each of you, you know, what for you, because you all didn't start out at this level. You like, you did things that all of a sudden got you to a different level of, you know, how you function and how successful you're being. I'd love to hear what you adopted or what practice that kind of up-leveled you immediately. You know, for me, on my to-do list, I have at the top my annual goal, and then right below that, my like 3-month goal. And so everything trickles down to that and keeps me focused. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to go here. So this is my big first thing I'm going to get. So what's the most effective thing I can do to move the needle there, right? And that, just that framework helped so much. So it's like, one, just keep me focused, keep me excited about what I was doing every day. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, I'm trying, like 2021, we're trying to move $100 million to Black and Brown organizers. Like that's a dope goal that I'm super excited about pursuing, right? And so that, whatever, some days that looks like talking to lawyers or whatever, like it's not the most exciting thing, but when you have it trickle down, you know, then you can stay excited. Anyway, so having that high level exciting goal, like I'm looking at every day and then building around. And then also this idea of, as I mentioned earlier, like first thing you should do is go grab some mentors and they'll help you build that roadmap. You know, other folks know how to get there. And usually, I think people don't understand this. Usually people are excited to help other people. Like, yes, you can reach out, like the three people I mentioned are audacious people and I didn't know any of them. I was just like, yo, I'm trying to do this wild stuff. Like, you know, can you,
we need to talk to all of them. We might have to do a panel for some of your organizers so that we can introduce 100%. Them to the world. So we can set 100%. That up. But I wanted Viviana to answer your original question about mindset, because she didn't have a chance, and throw in the last question that Xander asked, Viviana.
I kind of wanted to share something also, because I know that we speak a lot about mindset, but everybody has a different, we are all in such different levels of, you know, what we're believing, that we all need different things when we're starting, right? Everyone has dealt with their own life journey, and that kind of leaves a mark in you, and you either use that to your benefit or you continue being the victim of your past. But once your mindset is set, and I've met a lot of people who are capable and they're doing incredible, they believe in themselves. The one thing is the image that you have about yourself. And that has so much to do with what you do, because you can believe, but you have to project that. And somebody that I follow a lot is Buck Proctor, and he speaks about your self-image. It is incredible about that, because if you don't see yourself as what you want to be, then you're not going to be. You already are anyway, right? You already are. The minute you want to do a podcast, you already know what you're doing. And one of the things that I, like the setbacks that I always find in my coaching sessions, is that people just don't take the step and do it. So they're ready. They have everything. They have the mindset. Everything's there. But they're still trying to become perfect, learn more. I'm not ready because I don't know everything. And they just keep waiting. And I think that's also a way of self-sabotage. So
100%. 100%.
Take the step, because you're ready anyway. You're never going to know it all. Ever, never. And actually, I can tell you, I can share like my journey when I started R2 International. I'm an artist. I was born an artist, a bohemian. And I was forced basically to study something else, because where I was growing up in Colombia, my grandparents told me, no, you gotta study something that's gonna feed you. So that's what I did. But still, my soul, my heart, I'm an artist. And I had no idea what I was doing when I started R2 International Magazine. I had never been a publisher. I have worked on TV production, but that's kind of the experience I had. And I just jumped on it. I always think about how shy I was when I started, because I have been and I'm still shy, believe it or not. When it comes to speaking about me, I can interview the artist, I can promote the artist, but when it comes to speaking about me, I become a little retracted. But I had to overcome all that, and I had people laughing at me. I overcame a lot of obstacles, but I didn't know what I was doing, and I had to learn through the process. And the mistakes that I made were the ones that brought us to 2 million readers, because I made old mistakes that no one does because they know what they're doing. So our mistakes brought us where we are. So my word is just do it. You are ready, and you know, you're never gonna know it all. And don't try, just learn in the process and just be prepared and study every day, right? We can do it.
Mm-hmm. Just do it, Xander.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I talked to so many entrepreneurs. I do some venture capital work and mentor a bunch of entrepreneurs. And what you're talking about, I think almost there's like a school kind of messes us up, right? Because school is this idea that you prepare, 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 and then you do the thing. Yep. And that's nothing like, you know, how life works. Life is like you're doing the thing, and the process of doing that is your curriculum. You know, it is your education.
Right.
So I try to reframe things, like think of yourself less like, you know, you're like this mythical like business person, like how you think, like where you have this great amount of knowledge and you do something. Think of it like, you know, you're a scientist more. You're like in the lab and you're adding a little bit of that and it blows up, and it's like, okay, well, we need less of that next time, let's put a little more of this instead. And that's more what it's like, I feel like, the actual process of entrepreneurship, and not just entrepreneurship, just putting yourself out there and you know, trying things that maybe scare you a little bit, or, you know, are outside your comfort zone. It's more like that. It's like, yeah. And also there's no such thing as ready. And even if you were perfectly ready for the moment always changes, you know? So, you know, maybe you built the best, you know, Nintendo game console, but if you build it in 2004, it's not good.
Right.
Now we're on Xbox. So it's like, the thing's always in motion anyways. And so this concept of ready.
Your mindset, the emotion affects your mindset. That's one of the things that I talk to clients about, yeah, as far as having a wealth mindset, because I'm not a coach, I'm a consultant. I help people when they come to me and they go, Sharifa, why am I not making any money online? I'm like, I don't know. Let me take a look. And one example that stood out to me was a lady that I met on a panel, not on my show. I just happened to be on this panel, and she was talking about her business, and she was literally crying. And she was like, I'm not making any money, but I really want to help people and I want to save the world. And I was like, okay. So I told her, I said, look, after this panel, I'll give you a complimentary 30-minute consultation and I'll see if I can help you. And she was like, okay. So I went to her website, and on the homepage of her website was her ebook. And I was like, okay, so your ebook's on the website and it's $3. I'm like, but why don't you do a hard copy? She was like, oh, I have a hard copy. And I'm like, where's your hard copy? So it was on one of her inner pages. And I'm like, okay, so all you do is you have your book. She was like, no, I have these sessions where I train people for like 6 months. And I'm like, how much is that? She was like, it's $2,400. I said, okay, where is that? So it was like, oh, it's on that page over there. I said, so your $3 ebook is on your homepage. Your $20 hard copy is somewhere over there, and your $2,400 package is somewhere else. I said, that's a wealth mindset. That's that feeling that I'm not worthy. So I can ask for $3 because I feel like you'll give it to me. And so we redid her website, changed everything. Yeah. This lady is flourishing.
That's great. Right. That's fantastic. Also, you know, when you stay in motion, there's just, people underestimate, like, I think because the way we tell stories, everyone tells a story like it was so intentional, their success. It's like, oh, I did this and then this. When you stay in motion, the power of serendipity is so, like, it's like really the driver of so many things, like things I never, you know, folks I never meant to bump into, or like didn't think about, even like, you know, meeting people in adjacent industries and then maybe I kind of tilt what I'm doing because I met them. And so just like that energy, you know, that staying in motion is what creates the things, right? And people, even though we reverse engineer these success stories and they're like, oh, I knew I had to, you know, talk to this person and invent this thing. That's not really how the real world works. It just, the folks that are really succeeding a lot of times are just like, you're just staying, you're just making it happen. And just
that's what happened with me. That's what I tell people. That's what happened with me. I plan to run for Long Beach City Council. And then after, I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do. I want to have a talk show. I want to talk to people because that's it's not just one person. It's not just the president, the governor, the mayor, the city council person that's responsible for making a difference in the world. It's up to all of us to change it. All of us. I want to go back to Linda's question because she asked it about 20 minutes ago and I did hear you, Linda, but one of the questions was the phrase, like, if we can't see it, we can't be it. What are your thoughts, Corinda?
That is powerful and it is true. And one of the things that I would add to that is, you know, in order to grow, in order to create room for expansion, you've got to do some cleanup, but you also have to recognize gratitude. And I'm really, 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 really big on that. And Sharyann, I actually did a vision board too. I got to hook up with you. I'm going to send you a picture of mine. But you know, one of the things that I tell people to do, in order to be it, in order to become it, start by being grateful. Start by not looking at just all of the things that are not happening that you feel aren't happening. Really, it's all a part of the journey. It's all a part of the process. It's all working for your good. But really create this gratitude list. So I am huge, huge, huge on that. And you know, I really get people to focus in on that. And it's not about making a whole journal in one day. It's not about filling up the page, but it's about, you know, really understanding, okay, I have a lot to be grateful for. And if I can make room because I'm expressing that gratitude, I'm giving that out and I'm making room to also receive. So I think that, you know, it's very important to do so.
I want to tag on that, Corinda, because it's interesting. One of the pastors I listened to, and if you read it throughout the word, gratitude is actually could be aligned with one of the foundations of mental wellness. Because if you're maintaining that attitude, you know, that's a cliche, attitude of gratitude, but whatever. Attitude of, if you maintain that gratitude and that gratefulness for what you've got, I'm so blessed, you know, I'm so blessed to have a physical body where I can do whatever, almost whatever I want. Maybe not as fast as I did 10 years ago running triathlons, but I'm on my way to do another triathlon in May in Austin. Got to giddy up to another level again, right? Yeah. But so grateful for mind, body, clean blood, disease-free, whatever, you know, opportunities, provision, even if sometimes, and what I'd like to encourage entrepreneurs, and everybody on here is such an encourager, the entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs that are listening, and you know, we've all sat through probably a million of these, and I love these conferences and takeaways. It's make that step out of the boat, make that action, like Xander was saying, right? You've got to take action, and it attracts action and it builds momentum. But that first step, that paralysis that I think everybody can relate to, I've had it recently with a particular pitch deck on this app I'm creating for providing integrative wellness more readily on demand to under-resourced people, right? Mm-hmm. But I've been delaying, and I'm asking now, why am I delaying on executing this particular pitch and making sure? But anyhow, all I got to say is take that step. Don't have analysis paralysis. Just like some of you guys said, you've got to make the step. And then you get your feet dirty and your hands in it. And then you start, then it's momentum, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Now we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching the show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Sharyann.
Well, thank you. You know, again, I think I was just wrapping up what everyone was saying. And if you had to do anything, just do it afraid. Just make the decision. Just do it. If you don't do it, then you'll regret it. So, and another way to just captivate that gratefulness that you piggybacked on Corinda and Linda, is every day I get a post-it and I just put something positive that happened each day inside of a jar. And pretty much it could be as simple as the food I ate. If I liked it, I'll write it down, because you just have to, especially with these days that we're going through, just find something positive and not focus on so much on the negative, and just enjoy your journey. And just in specifics to what I do with financial education services, if anybody need any tips, it's always on my Facebook page. I did a live last night on how to boost your credit. Simple things like a lot of people don't know that you can put your rental history on your credit report. You know, we get slapped again, talk about the negatives for an eviction. But 9 times out of 10, people don't know that 2 years of rental history could be added to your credit report. So, you know, it's just a matter. I'm just here to educate anybody listening. If you need more information, feel free to DM me, message me on Facebook, reach out to me. I'm very personable. I love to help. This is what I do. And it's not about the money for me. It's about building relationships and making sure people get exactly the information that they need so they can make an informed decision.
Amen. I love it. Corinda.
Oh gosh, you know, I want to leave you all with this quote. This is my personal quote, right? If your shoes are untied, you will trip. If they stay untied, you will fall. Don't be your own stumbling block. I want you all to be empowered to take aim. Lemons will happen. It's a part of life. We can't just dismiss it, ignore it, or just make a wish and say, you know, I don't want this to happen. Things happen, life happens, but you do have enough faith, you do have enough forgiveness and fortitude to throw those lemons back. So if you are needing motivation, please contact me. If you are needing ideas and consulting for your business, you're a new entrepreneur or startup, please contact me. You will see all of my information on my website at corindadeon.com. I have a new book initiative and an online marketing class. So please reach out to me at corindadeon.com. And don't make excuses this year. Take aim this year. It is just for the betterment of your life and for others.
I like when you start to sit up. When you sit up, I feel like you're about to start preaching. Like I'm feeling the spirit move. No, I love it. Thank you, Corinda. Xander.
Hey, gang. What do I want to leave folks with? I would say, look, something that's been really helpful to me is just getting grounded in your mission, whatever your mission is, you know, and have it be, most people's mission is selfless to a degree, right? You want your kids to have a good life, or, you know, you want your parents to be proud of you, or like, it doesn't have to be saving the world to be pretty selfless. And I think once you get grounded in like your actual why of what you're doing, things become a little less scary. It's like kind of, I think a lot of, I had some like panic attacks when I had one of my startups, you know, going to speak and everything. I think that the more egoic it was, the more it was like, I felt like I was just building myself up for the sake of building myself up. That's when I got kind of nervous and had imposter syndrome and was like, who am I, you know, in this thing versus, you know, just being like, wait, what am I trying to do? And then just staying focused there. And that'll kind of let go of all that kind of like self-talk about who you are in whatever situation. You're just doing your best to make things happen. I talked to really awesome change makers and activists on my podcast, What We Don't Know. It's called What We Don't Know. It's on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. And it's, you know, I'm just trying to create a platform for folks to learn about issues that define our time from the people that are really trying to change it. Not necessarily like the academics, you know, in this, but like actually the activists on the ground that see it. And like, honestly, we talk a lot about a lot of hard things, but you leave feeling lighter most of the time because people do have solutions to these things, you know, and they're winning. There's like all these victories all over the place. The news will make you feel like, you know, we're losing everywhere. We're winning everywhere. There's awesome things happening. And so, so anyways, if you want to listen to the type of folks that I work with and everything, What We Don't Know podcast, great place to check it out. And then it was so nice sharing the space with you all. And so wonderful. You're all doing such good things in the world to help other folks. You know, that's what it's about, is like lifting other people up. So really inspiring work.
Thank you. Thank you, Xander. Linda.
Hey, so I'll try and be brief, which is hard sometimes. I just want to say, you know, I encourage everyone, if they're being challenged right now, mentally or emotionally, with the stresses and the strains that have occurred over, even more so over the last year or so, to actually get help. Whether it's suicide prevention or depression or whatever you've got going on in your life, get help. It's easier access now than ever before. Yes, I do integrative well-being retreats with real psychologists, and we do live stuff. So if you need an immersion and want to get away, we provide that. Go to inspiredleadershipgroup.com. We do custom getaways that aren't just yoga retreats. It's nice. I'm a vacationer. I love vacationing. But this really you have private sessions with concierge medical and mental health doctors. So if you're not able to do that, get some help. Just start talking Talkspace, BetterHelp. There are all sorts of resources online now, and it's a $121 billion industry, the mental wellness space now. And burnout was a diagnosis code since 2019. So this ain't nothing new. Burnout exists and it's trauma. So I would say deal with your trauma, look inward first, as my colleague said, and just get some help and work on yourself first, and then you'll show up better for everybody else in your life and you'll be more at peace as well.
Yes, thank you, Linda. Viviana, what did you think of today's show?
Incredible. I'm just like at all with what Linda just shared. So it's I'm tying up with what she's saying. I believe that we are all stars. We are all this greatness. And in order for us to attain anything, we need to connect to that greatness. So whoever it is out there that is trying to do something or has this dream and has self-doubts, just know that you need to connect and you need to have that awareness that the universe is there to help you, that you are loved, you know, no matter what situation you went through life. And connect to that greatness within you, because you are, think of you as this great entity that came to this world to do an incredible mission, and you have all the equipment that you need to do that. So once we think that way and we realize that what we're doing, it's much bigger than ourselves, and we come out of ourselves, then it becomes a lot easier to take the step and make things happen. And please tune in to the Winners Podcast and join us and get inspiration and meet all these incredible people that are going to guide you and help you. We learn a lesson from everyone today. I learned so much from each one of these incredible people that are here today. So let's tune in, let's connect. When we're connected, we can do so much more, right? When we get that inspiration from the other one, and that's because, you know, our energies are connecting, we become stronger. Let's connect and make things happen, because we can.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. I want to thank you all for being guests on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live, as well as everyone who is watching in the archives. I definitely appreciate your support. But like always, please don't just watch the show. Don't just share the show. I appreciate that so much. But please support our guests. Our guests are here to share their information, share their journey, and to be here for you. So please support them. Their website link is in the Facebook post. Go to their websites, pick up a copy of their book, and follow them on social media. Connect with them. Reach out to them. Send them a message. And when you do, please let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. Now, if you want more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you're interested in being a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, everyone stay safe and be blessed. Bye now.
Struggling to increase your sales or website conversions? Are you looking for new ways to promote your business through social media or any other campaign? If yes, then you're at the right place. Ask Sharifa has 25 years of experience and the track record to guide you to success. From business planning to social media marketing, from website designing to website development, from search engine optimization to paid traffic, we will research your business, your products and/or services, and the competition to develop a custom growth strategy for your business. Contact us now, and we will help you bring your business growth to the next level. For more information, visit www.asksharifa.com.